Good morning and welcome to Coffee Break with Nathan and Bruce, a podcast of Riverside County Child Support Services. My name is Nathan Hartel, and unfortunately, Bruce Wagner, my co-host and our chief attorney, is not with me today, but I am here today to provide an espresso-sized shot podcast episode filled with practical information regarding COVID-19 and the impact that it is having on the child support world.
Let's start just by acknowledging what a strange time we're living in right now, and I know that everybody is being impacted by COVID-19. It could be job loss, it could be health, it could be serious disruption to your daily schedules. But man, there is so much going on right now. And I just hope that this finds you all doing well. I hope it finds you navigating through this time in a way that you're able to stay healthy and employed, hopefully. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about is really the big item that we're getting questions on today. We're getting phone calls, we're getting emails, inquiries from our customers about the stimulus payments. So we wanted to take a few minutes today to address that, clear the air, hopefully take care of some questions that you may need answered. And if there's any confusion out there about what is going on, what isn't, and the reasons why, hopefully this will help to clarify all that for you. So let's start with some basics. Let's start with what is the stimulus payment? Where did it come from? So the stimulus payment is a payment from the federal government to American families who meet certain financial thresholds in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And Congress passed the CARES Act, providing up to $1,200 per adult and $500 per child in their home to be intended for a stimulus payment to help stimulate the economy and help families meet their basic needs during this time. And it's that statement right there, right, that the intention was to help families meet their basic needs that is resulting in a lot of these phone calls that are coming into our office. As you all know, the Department of Child Support Services has two customers, the person who is paying support and the person who is receiving support. And so for the person who is paying support, when they heard and started hearing rumblings that, hey, wait a minute, I might not get this stimulus payment, I'm hearing that it's going to be intercepted by child support, understandably, they're upset about that. And understandably, they're calling and they're emailing and they're asking, what is going on? Am I going to get that money? Are you going to be able to refund it to me? Now, on the flip side, for the customer who's receiving support, they also want to know. They're impacted just like everybody else is, and maybe they've had job loss. Maybe the child support payments that have been coming in to that person have stopped, or maybe they've been reduced because the person who's paying has had their hours reduced, has lost their job. So on both sides of this, this topic is important and it's relevant. But here's really the decisions that have been made. And let me clarify first that these were not decisions made by any local child support agency. This is not Riverside County or Riverside County Child Support Services making this decision. It was Congress that did this. So Congress made the decision in the CARES Act to allow past due child support to continue to be a debt that would be offset, that is, have the stimulus payment intercepted to go toward that debt. Now, there's many other debts that they excluded from that. Why was this one allowed to continue this way? I really don't have the answer to that. And rather than spending our time speculating, we want to just address what we do to move forward from this place. So let me explain how things normally go with this kind of payment that's received. And you might think to yourself, what do you mean normally go? Because there's nothing normal about this situation. We haven't had a CARES Act stimulus payment before. No, we haven't. But what we have had are IRS federal tax refund intercepted payments. That happens every year. So if you have a child support case and you owe past due child support and you file your taxes and you have a refund, you probably know that that money is intercepted to offset your past due child support amount that's owed to the government and it's sent to child support. Well, these CARES Act payments are going to look exactly like that. It is going to be the IRS who is cutting the check, who is doing the direct deposit, and when it's intercepted through the child support system, it's going to look exactly like that kind of payment. So here's what would normally happen with that kind of payment. It would normally come in and go out, as I said, to past due child support owed to the government, and that's it. Which means the family on the other end, the person who is receiving support, may not really see any of that. And here's where we start to see some things changing and some things that the state of California, the governor in particular, has been able to do to affect this in a way that will help families better. So if you are the parent paying support, are you going to get a refund? I think that is really what you want to know. The answer is no. You're not going to get a refund of this money. It's not going to come into the child support system, and we're not going to turn around and be able to give it back to you. That's not our choice. That's the way Congress set this up. But here's what the governor of California, Governor Newsom, has done. He signed in an executive order saying that the way the money comes into our system and then goes out can be changed, and he already did that. So that executive order was signed, is in place, and when this money comes in, it is going to go to the families first. So even though you're not going to get it back in a refund, if you have current support due, which means you still have an ongoing monthly amount of current support, that stimulus money is going to go straight through to the family. And then if you have past due child support that is owed to the family, but not to the government, that money is going to go straight through to him or her. So that is something. At least the government is not taking this money first. They will be put to the back end of this process and only get past due child support owed to the government after the family has received all that is due to them. They should only be intercepting up to the amount that you owe. So again, that's another reason why we typically are not dealing with the situation of a refund here, because they shouldn't be intercepting more than you owe in past due child support. So if you're on the receiving end of those payments, what does this mean for you? For the most part, it's not going to mean anything different. You're just going to get the payments coming through as though it was any other regular child support payment other than an offset payment coming from the federal government. So if you have never received welfare and you're receiving child support payments, things will just keep going as normal. You're going to get your current support coming through from the stimulus payment if it hasn't already been paid, and then any past due child support owed to you will come to you as well. If you're currently receiving welfare, cash aid welfare now, same thing. You're going to get the first $50 of the current support obligation, okay? You're already getting the welfare benefit on a monthly amount there. And then if there's any past due child support owed to you from a time when you were not receiving welfare, that will go through to you. If you were someone who used to be on welfare and is no longer, same rules apply. You're going to get your current support payment, and then you're going to get any arrears that are owed to you, and the government will get theirs on the back end after the family has received everything that's owed or as much as the amount of the stimulus payment. So that's really where that's at. Now, let's talk a little bit about the interaction and the exchange of information between our customers and the Department of Child Support Services. Please feel free and please continue to call and ask questions, to email, to send inquiries. But I hope that this information in this podcast helps you to kind of know the basics of what's going on, where these decisions were made and where they were not, so that when someone in Riverside Child Support is saying to you, well, no, we can't refund it, hopefully if you've heard this, you'll understand a little bit of the reasoning behind it. So hopefully this information has been helpful to you. Hopefully it kind of sets the record straight on what is going on, what is not. There might be a couple other small points that we want to address regarding this. Now, some people are going to be wondering, well, what about, you know, my current situation? I am married now. My stimulus payment is going to be intercepted for child support. But what about my current wife or husband's portion of this payment? You can still file an injured spouse claim just like you would on a regular federal tax refund. So that process is still in place for you there. The other thing that people have wanted to know is, well, what about that $500 that's earmarked, you know, for my kids, that's the stimulus payment? Is that going to be part of this? And the answer is yes. So while it is discussed and stated in the CARES Act that's $500 per child, it's $500 per child in your home, and that payment, though, from the federal government is made to you. It's not made to the children. So because that is part of your money, your stimulus payment, that will also be intercepted, and even that portion, we cannot refund that portion. So these are very difficult times. We understand that. We don't try to minimize that at all. And we understand that what is going on with these stimulus payments will have some people finding it to be beneficial to them. But we also understand that it's going to have a number of people finding it to be detrimental and difficult for them. We understand that. We would like to do everything that we can to, you know, talk through this process with you and help you understand what's going on and the reasons why, and work with you in any way we can to help you stay on track with your child support or to set you up for success in the future once we get through everything that's going on right now. So hopefully this has been helpful to you. and we will talk to you soon with some additional information. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast so you can get the latest updates on new episodes. Contact us at riversidechildsupport.com, where you will find all the available ways to reach us during this COVID-19 period. Our office is currently closed to the public for interviews with child support caseworkers. We are open in Riverside in our lobby to make kiosk payments only. So if you need to come in and make a payment, you can still do that. You may utilize live chat on our website. Contact us through Customer Connect or the phone. And our phone number is 866-901-3212. And while we are a little bit limited in our ability to see you in person face-to-face right now, we are actively working, and our case managers are telecommuting to ensure that we are available for you and available by phone, by email, through Customer Connect, and live chat. So please take advantage of those opportunities, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon. Thank you.